I find it just ironic how at the beginning of the week, you know, humanity proclaims, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. And then by Friday, 5-6 days later, crying out, crucify him, crucify him. Nothing else will do. Nothing else will satisfy. And that's the ways of the world. We are a finicky people. We're a finicky race. 1 minute we're happy, 1 minute we're sad. 1 minute we like something, next thing you know we hate it. That's the way humanity is in its fallen nature. But I'd like to just invite you to come throughout this week to participate in the liturgies, the Holy Triduum, as they call it, the Holy Triduum, the 3 days. That's Thursday night, Friday, and then Saturday night. Why? Why would I encourage you to do that? Well, you know, as humanity, we like always to get the good news. We like the good stuff, the fun stuff, Christmas, Easter, the fun stuff, but we don't like to get into the hard stuff. What that usually ends up being is like, it's like going to the movie and catching the last 5 minutes. And that's the effect it has in our life. You know, when we watch a movie or maybe watching an episode on TV, one of those cop shows or something like that, and you get there and everything's figured out and they're done and they're maybe popping a joke and everybody's laughing on the TV set and you're like, I don't get it. Yeah, you didn't see the whole episode. You didn't see the whole movie. It means absolutely nothing to the viewer when they catch the last 5 minutes. And it's the same thing with our spiritual life. If all we're going to do is be there for that last 5 minutes, that part of the joy, our faith is going to be like, I don't get it. Why would anybody be happy with this faith? What's the whole point of this, right? So what we have to do is we have to go through the struggles of Jesus Christ. We have to realize what Jesus Christ has actually done for us, because a lot of us don't understand. We're totally clueless of our necessity, of our total and utter dependence on God. And unless we get that, we're not going to get Jesus. We're not going to get our faith, and we're going to be kind of bored. So what we want to do is it's an invitation to deepen your relationship with Jesus Christ. We can know a lot about God. I can study Scripture and say, I know a lot about Jesus. I can go and try to explain to an atheist why the created world points us to the reality that God exists. The beauty of creation, the fact that creation even exists, points to the reality that God exists, because everything has a cause and everything has an effect. Cause and effect, science proves it, or points to that reality of God. That's nice and fine and dandy, but it doesn't bring us to know God. The way we get to know God is by having a relationship with Him. Now, I have never met anybody who has a relationship with somebody and still wonders if they exist. If you were to tell me I doubt that my mother exists, I'd look at you kind of strange and like, well, all right, you're weird. I have a relationship with my mother. That's how I know she exists. So that's the final proof of the existence of God, is our experience of God and how we have that relationship with God. So that begs, how is our relationship with God? Going back to this idea of the movie, the last 5 minutes, that joyous part, I would have to ask you, who is the better friend? Is the better friend who is there with you when you go through your joyous times only? Baptism, confirmation, first communion, weddings, things like that. Maybe you get graduated or you get good things happen to you. Is that a good friend? Maybe. Or maybe is a better friend there with you even when you're in the dumps, even when you're struggling, even when you're suffering inside. That is somebody that you grow in intimacy with. One who is there with you in your hard times, and you are there for them in their hard times. That's the whole point of Holy Week. To be with Jesus Christ on that night when he celebrated the very first Mass that was ever celebrated, Holy Thursday night, where he washed the feet of his disciples, where he was betrayed by Judas with a kiss, where he was imprisoned and mocked. And then we go into Friday, where they're not done with mocking him. They whip him, beat him, crucify him. And to be there on those 2 days, to be with him in his mockery, we start to understand, in a certain sense, a certain truth that Nietzsche said, God is dead. Because it actually happened. God was put to death by humanity. And it's unless we experience that, experience what Jesus went through and experience what the apostles went through, Easter doesn't mean anything. It's a happy day where we have candy and chase around a bunny rabbit. That's why I invite you to come. To come and discover God in a new way. Discover why he would do such a thing. That this Jesus Christ is not just some guy, not some great prophet. I can tell you one thing, if he's some great guy, great prophet, and he does that and proclaims to be God, he's nuts. Either he's nuts or he's God, one or the other. There is no in between. Either he is the Lord of lords and King of kings, or he's the biggest fool, and we'd be fools for following him. What is he? Is he the King of kings, the King of your heart, the King of your life? This week we discover why we allow him to tell us what to do, why we allowed him to lead us, because we have discovered how he's loved us, how he's given his very self for us. I invite you to fall in love with love himself.